Some of the newest holiday TV specials, and we use that word lightly, are coming from the presidential campaigns.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
And I approve this message.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
God bless and Merry Christmas.
Well, senior news analyst Daniel Shore says something is wrong.
This time of year, it is customary for pundits to bemoan the commercialization of Christmas. The holiday has come to be dominated by gift-giving and company bonus-giving. Come All Ye Faithful, one must be reminded, is not meant as a summons to shoppers. And Jingle Bells is not supposed to be the ringing of the cash register. You may think from the evening news that what the season is about is the percentage by which Christmas sales are up or down compared to last year. But deplorable, although the commercialization of Christmas may be, there's this year something new to deplore, the politicization of Christmas. I'm referring to the candidate television ads visited upon the people of Iowa and New Hampshire in the past week. There is Michael Huckabee standing in front of a Christmas tree, talking about the celebration of the birth of Christ. Not to mention that Huckabee appears to be seated before a large white cross, turns out to be a bookcase. There is Senator Hillary Clinton wrapping gifts labeled Universal Health Care, Alternative Energy, and Bring the Troops Home. And she says, "Where did I put Universal Pre-K, that is pre-kindergarten?" There is Rudy Giuliani saying, "Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays," and "I approve this message," as Santa Claus appears in the chair next to him. John Edwards is among the other candidates to hit Christmas themes in ads which mercifully have come to an end on Christmas Eve. It is sad to see what should be primarily a spiritual observance being crowded out first by retail business and now by campaigning politicians. The candidates are observing a Christmas Day ceasefire, but have no fear. They'll be back on Wednesday with speeches blazing. This is Daniel Shore.